Blog Talk Radio.
My witness is in heaven. And my record is on high, yeah. I said my witness is in heaven, Lord, and my record is on high. When you see me crying, you know my heart hurt me. When you see me crying, yeah, you know my to the Pilgrim Grove Baptist Church on speaking meet tonight, when my grandmother would get up to tell her determination, she would lead the congregation in a song like this. Began to burn, the little wheel began to turn. Then it became my time to get up and testify and let them know what the Lord had done for me. Then I began to sing my song, and it went like this.
Episode of Gospel Gold. It is December the 13th, 2021, and you are listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I'm glad you have joined us tonight. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night, from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. Gospel Gold is not just another music program. I am not a DJ. Gospel Gold is a program that is dedicated to the preservation of historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. You see, it all began in Africa. Of all the lavish gifts that Africa has given the world, the richest and the most unique is the combination of music with religion, religion with rhythm. When our first African ancestors landed upon these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythm. It was through work songs and field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spirituals. And from the spirituals derives all of American music. Extensions of gospel, blues, jazz, ragtime, rock and roll, and even the music that we have today. The gospel music cannot be told in a short story or even in a melody of songs, for it's far too rich, far too harmonious, far too stimulating. It is a living experience, always changing, always giving, always becoming the foundation that gave moral, physical, and spiritual support to a great and powerful people. We believe that all the music that we have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. And that is what Gospel Gold is all about. We know we cannot cover all of that in 1 hour programs, but each week we've come to bring you the very best in the gospel recording industry and achievements our people have made in the industry as we as a people have overcome all kinds of adversities and are still working diligently to make sure that equality is spread throughout the land. We hope that you will enjoy our program tonight. Gospel Gold, as I said before, is not just another music program. It's a program more of a history note, because we go into the history and find out, introduce, and reintroduce those very important people who have done such dynamic work in the gospel recording industry. We invite you to go to our Facebook page, the Gospel Gold Group's Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and then share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on Facebook. There you will find articles about various gospel artists. You'll also find some of the music that we play here on Gospel Gold. You'll also find the link each week for the Gospel Gold program. Each program has its own separate link, and all the programs here on Blog Talk Radio are archived. That means you can go back at any time to the Facebook page and find the program that you would like to hear. Click on the link for that program, and it will take you directly there. So go to our Facebook page, like, and then share so others will know that we are on Facebook. We thank God for all of you who have been supporters of Gospel Gold throughout this season. We're coming down to the end of our season for 2021. And we thank God for all of you who have been supporters of Gospel Gold, those of you who are members of the Gospel Gold Facebook page group, those of you who sent information concerning various gospel artists. We thank you for your information. Perhaps you may have some information that we can use, or you may have a suggestion for an upcoming program. If so, you can drop us a line either on the Facebook page, or you can email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. We'll be so very glad to hear from you. As we start our program, it is our custom to pray before our program. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for another episode of Gospel Gold. We pray, God, that something be said tonight, something be played tonight that will encourage your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in your precious name. Amen and amen. Our program tonight is a very interesting program. It is a part of a series. We have done about 6 episodes on the great women of gospel. We're going to be talking about that tonight on Gospel Gold. That is our program tonight. If you would like to call in and speak with us, you can do so. The area code is 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. We're going to play a little bit of this, and then we're going to come back and introduce our program for the night. Here is Deacon Grady Walston and Blessed on the night, on the day that he was born.
Mm-hmm. day that he was born
was a very special day.
In a manger where he laid,
with a pillow made of hay.
Oh yeah. The day that he was born was a very special day. In a manger where he lay, with a pillow made of hay. The day that he was born was a very special day. In a manger where he lay,
the day that he was born, wise men came from afar. They were guided by a star. And on this special day, the day that he was born, wise men came from afar. They were guided by a star.
Shining star.
Now the reason he was born was to save us from our sins, to give eternal life so we can live with Christ. Now the reason he was born was to save us from our sins, to give eternal life so we can live with Christ.
Live with Christ.
Yes, we can.
Live with Christ.
Oh, so when we celebrate this very special day, we sing praises to his name, all the joy that it brings.
In the end. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
That was Deacon Gray Walston. I'd like to hear him. You can hear him any Sunday morning. He is a musician at First Baptist of Holly Springs, the church that I pastor. Tonight is another episode of Great Women of Gospel. And we have done probably 5 or 6 episodes of Great Women of Gospel. We have covered everyone from Sister Rosetta Thorpe to Pastor Shirley Caesar to Albertina Walker. We have covered the Christian Harmonettes. We've covered so many. There have been such great contributions to the gospel recording industry done by African-American women. And we have just scratched the surface. There are probably just as many more as we have now. I could probably do another 6 episodes of the Great Women of Gospel. But I wanted to come tonight with another episode of that because I wanted to expose or introduce some of these great women of gospel that people may have never heard before. And one of them in particular is Sally Jenkins and the Sally Jenkins Singers. Now, it's very important that we understand I could find very little information about her. And this is why programs like Gospel Gold is so important. After searching African-American archives and after searching gospel archives, there was very little information. So a lot of the information about people is either missing or has never been written, or it is buried so deep that it would take a blasting cap to get it out. Because a lot of these artists, unless they were headliners in those days, did not receive accolades. They weren't written on, and there's very little history about them. And such is the case of Sally Jenkins and the Sally Jenkins Singers. You know how we do it here on Gospel. Well, I want to go back. I want to go back to 1959. I want to go back to this great lady of gospel. The only thing that I could find about the Sally Jenkins Singers was the time that she and her group backed up Sister Rosetta Thorpe with the Sally Jenkins Singers. They recorded live at the Church of God in Christ in Harlem, New York. If you would find the cover of the album of Sister Rosetta Thorpe, it's a cover with that. It's in black and white. And it has a picture of Sister Rosetta Thorpe singing in a microphone. That is the album the breakout album for Sally Jenkins and the Sally Jenkins Singers. However, they went on to record many more albums and many more 45s. This great woman of gospel made such an impact in the Church of God in Christ in New York. She was one of the outstanding gospel singers of her time. After leaving Sister Rosetta Thorpe, Sally Jenkins Singers actively participated in touring, ministering all over the country, and she was particularly known well in her hometown of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Very little information about her I could find, but I wanted to bring this great lady of the gospel to our forefront tonight, because she has been out there for over a career that spans probably 30 years. And there's very little information about her. This is why it's so important for us to keep our history alive, to keep our history going, so that generations that come after us will know some of the things that we have done. So tonight I'm going to play a couple songs from Sally Jenkins Singers, 1959, Help Me to Run This Race, a theme song, and Looking for a Home. Sister Sally Jenkins, and the Sally Jenkins Singers. 1959 from Sally Jenkins and the Sally Jenkins Singers of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. One of the gospel artists in the Gospel Gold Music Vault. We have a call on the line. I want to call it. I want to check to see if she would like to say anything. Deaconess Rainey, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Pastor.
You want to say something or are you just listening?
I'm just listening. I just got on not long ago.
Well, thank you so very much for being on the line tonight. God bless you. Thank you. How's mother doing?
She's doing okay. Mm-hmm.
Please give her our love. Please give her our love.
She will.
Thank you so very much for listening tonight. We're going to move up to 1969. We were in 1959. We're going to move up about 10 years, and we're going to talk about another lady that you may know of. Her name is Betsy Griffin. She was named, her original name was Arlette B. Broyle, B-R-O-I-L, Broyle. She later changed her name to Betsy Griffin. She was born July 6, 1922. She was an African-American singer. From high school, 1940, she sang with the Southern Harps, who was better known later as the Southern Revivalist of New Orleans. She then performed with the Caravans for a year and toured with W. Herbert Brewster, Jr. She was mentored by Mahalia Jackson. She moved to Chicago in the early 50s and then relocated to Los Angeles at the end of the decade. She performed in theaters and nightclubs and appeared on popular television shows such as The Ed Sullivan Show and The Dinah Shore Show. In high school, as I said before, she appeared with the Southern Harps. After touring throughout the South in 1947, this all-girl a cappella quartet recorded 78s. That's a long time since anybody has seen 78s. They recorded two 78s for King Records. The following year, they recorded 78s for Bob Shedd of the Southern Revivalist of New Orleans. Accompanied by guitarist Brownie McGee, she also recorded several solo singles for Shedd Records, spelled S-H-A-D, Shedd Records. After a failed two-year marriage to Willie Griffin in 1951, she became engaged to Spencer Jackson, with whom she would have her only child, Spencer Jr. In 1951, when Mahalia Jackson came to New Orleans to sing, Griffin went to the concert and the two singers met. Mahalia Jackson took the young singer under her wing and invited her to come to Chicago to appear in a gospel performance at the Chicago Coliseum. Griffin sang two songs to an audience of over 40,000 people who had come to celebrate Mahalia Jackson's 25th anniversary in the music business. When her recording of Too Close in 1953 failed to gain acceptance, Griffin joined the Caravans, a gospel group led by Albertina Walker. She recorded 9 tracks with them in 1954 for State Records, but left the group after she was unable to earn a living. Moving to Chicago, she performed on the church circuit. She also recorded a single with Al Benson, Pirate Records. She toured for a year with W. Herbert Brewster, Jr., son of the noted pastor and musician W. Herbert Brewster, but failed to find success. She returned to New Orleans, where she performed as a soloist and a disc jockey. In 1958, she moved to Los Angeles and was signed to Art Ruby Specialty Records. We talked about Art Ruby as Specialty Records on another program that we had. If you get a chance to go back on the Gospel Gold Facebook page, you'll find that program that we did on those recording labels so long ago. She recorded on Art Ruby's Specialty label. The following year, Betsy Griffin founded a group called the Gospel Pearls and collaborated with Robert Bumps Blackswell in making the first gospel musical. After opening in Los Angeles, the musical Portraits in Bronze, based upon Sweet Flypaper of Life by Langston Hughes, she toured that show through Las Vegas and various California clubs and places. Griffin recorded a solo album for Savoy, album with the Gold Gospel Pearls entitled Gospel Soul, on Sunset. It was released, it was a live recording of a concert, and she also did another live recording on Nashville Records. She struggled with health problems. In the 1970s, she had a heart attack. She had a long battle with peritonitis, which required several hospitalizations that interrupted her career. In 1974, she appeared in Together Brothers as the character Reverend Brown. In 20th Century Fox thriller, she also appeared in a program or a film that was scored by Barry White. Betsy Griffin died from breast cancer at the Brockington Memorial Center, Culver City, California, April the 10th, 1989. This woman had a very moving career. I remember hearing her when I was very young on the radio. She has been a staple in the gospel community. I want to play some of her records tonight. 1969, we're going to listen to Moving Upstairs and Run While the Sun is Still Shining, and then we'll come back and talk some more.
Well, we got to run all the way, run it by.
to Blog Talk Radio. This is Gospel Gold on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You ever been saved, say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Tell it to the whole wide world. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You ever been saved, say so. Redeemed of the Lord say so. Tell it to the whole wide world. Did he pick you up, turn you around, place your feet on solid ground?
Great Women of Gospel is our subject tonight. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. You'll find some of that music on the Facebook page. You'll find articles about various gospel artists. Also, if you would like to be a supporter of Gospel Gold, you can do so. We do have a Cash App. That Cash App starts with a dollar sign and one word, Gospel Gold. The two G's are capital. One word, Gospel Gold. The two G's are capital. We want to thank God for all of the great supporters that we have had over the over this past year. Next week, I'm going to be calling some of them out. There are a lot of names. I want to call them out next week as we go into our Christmas program. But we have had a lot of great supporters over the season. Those who have worked with us over this year, who have done research for us, those who have given us suggestions for upcoming programs, those who have just worked helped us work on our Facebook page. We thank God for all of you. We pray that you will continue to do so as we start a new season in 2022. So we're excited about that. There are a lot of things that we're going to be doing new in 2022. A lot of things we're going to be implementing to the repertoire of Gospel Gold. But as I said before, Gospel Gold is not just another music program. It is a program that's dedicated to the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We're going to move up to 2012. Here is Tammy Edwards and the Edwards Singers. It's only temporary.
Whatever I'm facing right now, it's just a temporary state. Can anybody say it's only temporary? Can anybody say that tonight? Look at your neighbor and tell them it doesn't matter what you're dealing with right now. Come on, y'all, tell them it's only temporary. I don't hear y'all tell them it's only temporary, which means we're getting ready to come out of this stuff. I dare you to say I'm coming out. I dare you. Come on. I'm coming out. Those that believe it, just lift those hands and tell God thank you. Sisters, come on, help me thank you.
It's only temporary.
Anybody believe that? Anybody ever been counted out?
So just believe without a doubt.
But God has
the last day.
The last day, yeah.
The
say it again. Tell them that it's only
temporary.
I dare you to grab somebody by the hand and tell them
things won't be the same.
It's getting ready to change.
I love
yes,
you
it is.
And understand.
So just believe.
Yeah.
And keeping the tradition alive, here is Visions of Destiny 2019. Lord, you brought me.
You brought me, Lord.
You brought me, Lord.
And you paid the price.
And paid the price.
Happy.
Happy. No.
Thank you.
Well, church, it looks like our time is about up. I thank you for yours. Another episode of The Great Women of Gospel. If you have not heard any of these women, go out and find some of their music. Sally Jenkins and the Jenkins Singers, and Betsy Griffin, also Tammy Edwards and the Edwards Sisters, and also Visions of Destiny. All great women of gospel. We thank you so very much for joining us tonight. You can stay in touch with us by email by going to gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. Don't forget to join us next week for the special edition of Gospel Gold, our Christmas program. We're going to be having a great time in the Lord. We want you to come back next week, Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, as we celebrate Christmas here on Gospel Gold. God bless you. Have a great week. And remember, the music that you hear on Gospel Gold, you'll only hear it right here. God bless you tonight. We're going home with Sister Betsy Griffin, one of my personal favorites, Too Close to Heaven. Have a good night.
My witness is in heaven.
Two.